And on to our fifth and final story. At least one Kurdish protester has been killed and two others injured in violent clashes with Turkish security forces in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir. The violence erupted when protesters gathered at a cemetery in the town of Liche to prevent Turkish forces from demolishing a controversial statue of one of the founders of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, Masum Korkmaz. He was among those militants who carried out the first PKK attacks against Turkish military posts 30 years ago. The statue, which was erected at the cemetery 3 days ago, has sparked outrage in political circles. The clashes come just a day after the imprisoned PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan said the old conflict between Turkey and the militants is about to come to an end with the recent talks. Joining us on the line from Istanbul is our correspondent Nadir Fekri to tell us what took place in the province of Diyarbakir.
Hello. As you mentioned, this statue by of Masum Korkmaz is a controversial one. It was erected last week to honour or celebrate the 30th anniversary of the armed uprising by the the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. It was condemned almost as soon as it was put up by the authorities, and the court in Diyarbakir ordered its removal, calling it terrorist propaganda. The town of Liche, as you mentioned, is about 90 kilometres from Diyarbakir, or about 1,000 kilometres southeast of Istanbul, and is very important because it's seen as the birthplace of the PKK. And in the recent presidential elections, for instance, the candidate Selahattin Demirtas got 9% of the vote nationally, 65% of the vote regionally, and 95% of the vote in Liege itself. So you can see where the allegiances of the local population lie. The governor of Diyarbakir province had closed the highways to a neighbouring province of Bingöl to prevent the arrival of thousands of protesters from other provinces. But as it was, still hundreds had gathered, and the armed forces, including the gendarmes and the police, were apparently using live rounds. And this young man who was killed was named.
Thank you very much, Nader. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to jump in there. We're running short of time. Nader Fikri, our correspondent, joining us from Istanbul.